You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Stefano, and we will be talking about a wonderful journey to Mildura, from Sydney to Mildura, if I'm not mistaken. Good day, Stefano.
Good day to you.
Many thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Yes, indeed, from Sydney. This is a journey from Sydney to Mildura and back, all on the same day, Saturday, the 17th of August. So if you're adventurous and you want to support a good cause, well, that's your opportunity.
So it's a flight, a helicopter ride, if I'm not mistaken?
No. Big jumbo. It's a big plane, and it will be carrying many passengers to Mildura for a fundraiser.
Yes.
And Qantas provides this initiative once a year to support the Royal Institute for Blind and Deaf Children and Adults. In other words, children who, we are particularly interested in the children here, who've got hearing problems or are vision impaired, or you wouldn't believe it, but there are many, many thousands of children who suffer because of these problems. And we are very proud here in Mildura to associate ourselves with Qantas and host a long lunch in a wonderful winery. Along the Murray. We have the Murray River here. So you'll be able to get on a pedal steamer and travel along the Murray, then be taken to the winery, to the botanical gardens, and you will experience food, wine, and the culture of this place, which is a wonderful place.
So what do you have in store for lunch this year?
Oh, we got Murray cod, we got lots of citrus, we got local lamb, we got local veggies, and we got local wine. So everything, the emphasis is very much on the Murray and on the food of this food bowl of Victoria, which is Mildura and the San Rezo district.
And
there will be some entertainment. So it will be a wonderful fly-in and fly-out day.
And it will be along with a few other people from
many. I hope that there are at least a couple of hundred.
And
so the bookings are coming in quick and fast. So if you people are interested, if any listeners are interested in exploring this option, of course, there will also be tickets that are available if anybody wants to drive or fly from Melbourne to Mildura separately or their own accord. All they have to do is contact charityflight.com.au. charityflight.com.au, all lowercase, and they look at something called Qantas Pathfinders. And it'll all be clear. There'll be instructions on information and telephone numbers and all the rest of it. Because I realize that you're calling from Melbourne and this flight leaves from Sydney. But if people want to come, which is a lot of fun, they can just drive up the day before and then they can join the people arriving on the plane and then join exactly all the same things. And then they can either stay on or fly back the same day. Mildura has got a terrific airport, and there are many flights. But you know, if you have a lovely long lunch, you don't want to go home. You may stay here on Sunday or up to Monday or whatever.
So Mildura is known for to be the food basket of Victoria. But if I'm going to go there, what is the first thing that I should not miss or try straight away?
Oh, well, depends on the time of the year, obviously. But I would say that the first thing you experience is the sense of being in a oasis, because you'll be either flying over the Mallee or driving through the Mallee, which has got its own characteristics. But you break into the town And the first thing you experience is the sense of being in a massive garden. It's just quite a unique space. It's not Victoria in a way. It is geographically in Victoria, but it's a standalone space. Then the next thing you do, you head for a walk along the Murray River and get a sense of the significance of that river, which supports life in Australia, and at least in southern Australia, without which you guys wouldn't have much food, I dare say. And then there's a multitude of things. You can go to wineries, you can go to our exquisite art centre and visit our history, our art collection, enjoy one of the many restaurants, have coffee on the riverfront in one of the pop-up places. I mean, or go and play some golf, whatever you like.
So it's a whole new experience, isn't it?
It is a very nice experience. We have always been an agricultural city with a tourist bent. So people come here for the weather, they come here for the food, they come here for the easygoing style of the people. And there is plenty to do when you come here.
And so you will be there on the 17th to welcome everyone?
Oh, my God, of course. I mean, without me and my team, there won't be a show.
Looking forward to the good spread you'll be preparing that day.
Yes, it will certainly be a spread.
Grazie, Stefano De Pieri.
Prego, thank you very much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.